Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Ulrich Hinderbeinen was the kind of man I would like to have had for a friend. In a world of cookie-cutter conformity, he was different, uniquely different, which is why he was known and loved around the world. When he died at the age of 103, newspapers called him the King of the Alps, an undisputed title given to a man who climbed the Matterhorn for the first time at age 21. Then with nails driven into his boots to make them grip the ice, and he repeated that performance over 370 times. He was at home on his beloved Matterhorn. His second home was the village of Zermatt, down in the valley. "I'm the only person in Zermatt without a telephone," he would say proudly, adding that people knew where to find him down at the town's church square. He was never in a hurry, and that is perhaps one of the secrets of his long life. "Stress and haste are unknown to me," he said, adding, "I live as I climb mountains, at a pace that is slow and deliberate, but also purposeful and regular." People who climbed with him would tell you that he never liked to stop moving before he reached his destination. His first trip to a dentist was at age 74. He never wore glasses. His good health, he believed, was the result of his positive attitude in life. At the age of 80, he took up competitive skiing. Naturally, he always won. Nobody else was skiing competitively at his age. He said that his only regret in life was that his family vetoed his plan to climb Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania at age 92. Quote, "I've no idea why they were all against it," he sighed. As he approached the century mark, a journalist asked him if he was afraid of dying. "Not really," he replied. "When I look at the death notices in the paper, I scarcely see anyone of my own age." Right. There is something else that I liked about this one-of-a-kind individualist. He used to say, "If you want to see Almighty God, you must go to the mountains." In my travels on one occasion, I got to Zermatt, and I took the cable car up the mountain opposite the Matterhorn, and I recall seeing a cross erected on the skyline with Zermatt behind it, something which is often seen in Catholic Switzerland. Long ago, David, who had a kindred spirit with Ulrich Hinderbeinen, wrote, "I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth." As pilgrims and sojourners walk to Jerusalem, which is considerably higher than surrounding hills, they sing the chant which David wrote. He knew his real help came from the Lord. Those of us growing up loving mountains recognize there is an awesome, somewhat austere quality to massive mountains which dwarf those of us who would climb them. They humble us. They make us know that the hand of the Almighty made our beautiful planet. "If you want to see Almighty God, you must go to the mountains," said Ulrich. He would have agreed with the words of the prophet Isaiah, who wrote the comforting words of the Almighty, who promised, "Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. To whom then will you compare me or count me equal? To whom will you liken me that we may be compared?" If you cannot say with Hinderbeinen, "Stress and haste are unknown to me," better head for the mountains. There you too can find God. George Sweeting wrote a little book entitled Too Soon to Quit. That would well describe the man who spent his evenings in the town square at Zermatt. May that be true of your life as well. It's too soon to quit until you have climbed the last mountain and scaled the last peak on God's agenda for you. Indeed, to do His work and finish the work. That's it on today's edition of Guidelines.